Back end of a doubleheader between the Indians and Tigers. Cleveland won the first game, their eighth consecutive victory. They send Mike Clevinger to the hill in game two, getting some run support in the second.
Runners again will be off for the pitch, the 3-2. Swinging a line drive to the gap in right center field, and Presley on the run won't be able to get there. That's going to score two. Encarnacion is in, Chisenhall right behind him. Two out, two run double for Giovanni Urshela. 2-0 Indians here in the second. 3-2, swinging a broken bat pop-up that's going to drop into center field and score two. Encarnacion Santana will score easily. Might have broke his bat, but no swing and miss, and Perez bloops it in, 4-0 Indians. Indians took game one of this day-night doubleheader, 3-2. They've got a 5-0 lead as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Line drive left field, deep off the bat of Perez. Trouble, and gone, a home run. Got instant. Line drive home run to left off the bat of Roberto Perez, just his fourth of the year, 6-0. Indians on top.
The Indians sweep the doubleheader. They've now won 9 in a row after a 10-0 pummeling of Detroit. Mike Clevinger the win, going 6 scoreless frames, striking out 6. 5 Cleveland players finish with multiple hit games, including Eric Gonzalez, who notches 3 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Roberto Perez with 2 hits and drives in 3. The Tigers swept in the doubleheader by the Indians. Manager Brad Ausmus spoke after.
Well, tough way to end a long day.
It was all Indians in game two. There wasn't much push. Clevinger pitched well. He gave up 10 runs. Obviously, we didn't pitch great. And that's really the story.
Yeah, close game in game one, the emotions of the day. Did you feel like any of that caught up with you in the nightcap?
Didn't catch up with them, so why should it catch up with us?
As far as Buck Farmer tonight, the struggles for him, what sort of led to that?
It was just command issues. You know, he walked a couple leadoff walks to Encarnacion. I think he walked 3, just had trouble getting ahead of hitters and kind of caught up with them.
The 5-run 6 there, is that a situation you just tip your cap to a hot hitting team, or do you got to find a way to make some pitches in that situation?
You know, we have to execute pitches. If we execute pitches, we get outs.
You're able to get a lot of young guys into the game tonight. With these guys going forward, Brad, what do you hope to see from them, get out of them over the last month or so?
I would get used to getting young guys in the game for the next month, because that's basically what's going to be. We're going to have a lot of young guys who are out there. We got a couple more guys coming up tomorrow in Candelario and Miles Jay will be joining us. So there's going to be young guys, and young guys are obviously short on experience. Experience is a huge asset at the major league level, so there's going to be some bumps.
With Fulmer expected to miss at least a couple more starts, did you feel like you're basically holding open auditions for your starting rotation right now?
Well, I've said it before, guys are going to have opportunities to pitch at the big league level and then see if they can take advantage of it.
I know you're not a doctor. Do you anticipate seeing Michael back before the season's
end? I'm going to reserve judgment until I hear what Dr. Anders has to say.
How much concern is there attached to that and waiting that word?
Well, I mean, it's a concern because he's one of the better pitchers in the league, and it's the elbow, so it's a concern in that sense. But it's not concern for me like Tommy John surgery would be. I don't think it's to that level.
Clevinger, you mentioned how good he was. He's just one of those guys, when he gets in a rhythm, it's hard to knock him out of it.
He's really funky. He's got a lot of movement going on. He's not overpowering, but he throws good. He throws well, and he's got a couple different breaking balls. He can be tough. He can be tough on right-hand hitters, where the vast majority of our lineup and our roster is right-handed.
The series against the Indians continues on Saturday. Jordan Zimmerman on the hill.